Welcome to another exciting word from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Let me ask you to open up your Bibles, if you would, to Micah. And that was my missions update. Okay, the church is doing well. Churches that we are connected to and we have planted and blessed and all over the world, they are doing well. Don't give up. Don't treat it like it's the end. You know, God has a plan. Keep serving the Lord. Get connected to a church, a local church. You know, they're in your area. Support that church. Pray for that church. Make sure you do. It will make a difference, generations to come. Okay. The title of my message is I Vote Mercy. We are in an election year, so if I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote mercy. Okay. I put that title in there hoping someone who was just passing through would see the word vote. You know, and, you know, Googling vote, maybe this would pop up and they would get to read some notes. You know, about a little over 15,000 people I'm expecting will read these notes this month. And so let's see what God is saying to us today. You know, not only do I believe in the church, but I believe in the Bible. The Bible is not only God's personal word to me. It's not only God's personal word to individuals, but the Bible is also a collective word to nations, to generations. I believe that God has a calendar and that God has a clock. And I believe that everything is happening according to God's timing, according to His plan. He knows the day and the hour when He is going to send Jesus back to collect His bride and also to judge the world. And the world will be judged at some point. It's already on the calendar and the clock is ticking down. Nations, if you have noticed, nations are in turmoil. You know, the world is in trouble. Have y'all noticed that? You know, I know people have been saying that for a long time, but I want you to know that the times in which we are living happen to be the only times we have. This is the only life that we have. And just because somebody's been saying that judgment is coming or that Jesus is coming for 1,000 years, for 2,000 years, does not mean that it's not real to me and it could not happen to me. This is the only life I have. The one life we have been given can only be lived during my lifetime. I've got to live this life with every bit of the energy and every bit of the faith and every bit of the hope and every bit of the expectation I can, because this is my only chance. These years that I am on the earth is my only chance to experience the Word of God. And I believe the Bible and I live in an expectation that Jesus is coming. I don't expect Jesus to come in the next generation or the next generation or the next generation. I know He did not come again in the last generation to rapture the church. I know He did not come in the year 1000. In the year 2000, He didn't come. I live in expectation that He is coming in my life. That's what the Apostle Paul taught us to believe. The Apostle Paul said that we which are alive and remain. He expected to be there. He expected to be there when Jesus came back. We must live with that expectation. And I'm telling you right now, during my lifetime, as I have looked around, I have seen the world get worse and worse. And if you look to the world today, you will see things are pretty bad. Last evening, just late yesterday afternoon, if you were watching the news, you saw that Iran launched a couple of hundred drones towards Israel. During that time, it took about 4 hours for those drones to get all the way across the Jordanian airspace and reach the border of Israel. And during that time, I was texting with some friends in Israel as they were waiting to see what would come. Some of these, you know, were ballistic missiles, and some of these were cruise missiles. You know, very precision guided, some of the most dangerous weapons in the world headed toward their borders. You know, a couple of hundred of them. Listen, it's a crazy world we live in. It's a crazy world where I can be texting with a friend while they are in their home saying, well, and this is what they said to me, we are in for a long night. You know, now, I have never been a preacher of doom and destruction. You know me. You know I am that guy that's going to make you feel better when you leave than when you came. Okay? Why? That's because that's the message God gave me. God has given me a message of hope and grace. That's the only message. He sent me to preach mercy. He sent me to preach hope. He sent me to preach, you know, help and salvation. And the Spirit of God, I just don't have a real critical spirit. I'm passionate, but I'm not angry. I know I have a resting angry face sometimes, you know. People look at me sometimes and they say, oh, you don't look approachable. I'm going, sorry, you know. I don't know what it is, but I just don't have a critical spirit. I have never been about yesterday or what anybody did. Like you, I've had some bad times and some sad times, but my whole life has been about tomorrow. It's been about the future. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. I mean, that's my message. That's what I believe. Down to my core, I believe that there is, you know, always a chance, and that if there is time, there is hope, you know. Just like I told them, you know, with the missiles coming. Hey, look, things are going to work out. It's going to, you know, listen. This is not the end. It's not the end of the story. Let's not treat it like the end. Let's not be afraid that it's the end. You know, God has a plan. All right, and if there's time, there is hope. That's the best I could say. You know, because I believe it. You know, even though I realize if some things don't change, it's going to get worse before Jesus comes. I would hope he would come right now. Come, Lord Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Woo, come on, Jesus. Okay? Do I believe Jesus is coming in your lifetime? Yes. He's coming for you in your lifetime. If he comes for no one else, he is coming for you in your lifetime. Wow, that ought to be enough to get you excited. I still have hope. Why? Because I believe the Bible. And the Bible is a book of hope. The Bible is a book of mercy. The Bible is a book of grace. You know, the Bible says that Noah, you remember Noah? Noah lived in a very wicked time, a very evil time. But the Bible says that Noah, even though the world was filled with wickedness, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. All he preached was get right with God, get right with God. Why did Noah preach repentance? Why did Noah preach get right with God? Because the message of getting right with God is a message of hope and mercy and grace. Do you mean to tell me that I could get right with God? God is holy. God is omnipotent. God is amazing. I could be right with him if I chose to. That's what Noah preached. It's your choice. Get right with God and get on the boat. God gave Noah 120 years in which to preach and encourage his family and his friends and everyone around him, get right with God and get on the boat. Now, there is a message of hope. The scriptures also show us that Jonah, y'all remember Jonah? He was swallowed by the big fish. You know, Jonah went to Nineveh. And Jonah had one concern. You remember what Jonah was angry about? He was mad because he knew what God was going to do. God, I knew it. If I told them about you, they're going to repent and you're going to forgive them. And I am against it. I don't like those people. I don't like that nation. And if I go there, they might repent. Yet Jonah's message of repentance was a message of hope. It was a message of grace. You know, Jonah might have went through there going, repent or God's going to destroy you. Repent or God's going to destroy you. He probably just wanted to leave. Repent. Out. God's going to kill all of you in 40 days if you don't repent. He was mad. He was angry. He was frustrated. He was mad at God. He didn't like the people. But the message of repentance is a message of hope. There's still time. If God wants me to repent, if God wants me to be a part, you know, to get on the boat, to be forgiven, do you mean God would forgive me? I could choose that? I could choose forgiveness? I could choose, instead of being judged, I could choose rapture instead of judgment? I could choose, you know, and my doctrine, I could choose rapture instead of tribulation? I could choose that? That's my choice? I need to tell somebody about this. Hey, and God gave Noah time and God gave Jonah time to tell other people. He gave them time to repent. Even Lot, y'all remember Lot? Even Lot living in Sodom and Gomorrah, when the angel says, we're going to destroy this place, they gave him a night in which he could go out and talk to his family and his friends and say, listen, God's going to destroy the city. Come with me. Gave him time. Now, they refused. You know, they thought he was nutty. Like you probably think, I'm nutty by telling you, you have time to repent. Won't you come go with us? You have time. You could get saved today. Why don't you come and go with us? He's giving us the same time that he gave in the days of Noah, in the days of Jonah, and even in Sodom and Gomorrah. The message God gave me is a very powerful message. It's the same message he gives to everyone. As long as there is time, there is hope. There's hope. As long as there's time. You see, Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us has sinned. You have sinned. I have sinned. You have sinned. And we have all fallen short of the standard that God has set. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of the sin that we have committed is death. What we deserve to be paid for the sin we have done is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has a gift. Wait, you're telling me it's my choice? Heaven or hell is my choice? Romans 10:13 tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the Romans road to salvation. Romans 3:23, 6:23, 10:13. What a proven way. All have sinned, and what you deserve is death. But there is a free gift called eternal life that God will give to everyone who will call upon His name. Wow. It's like being in Jericho and being invited by Rahab to come into her house prior to the destruction of the city. For all that were in the house were safe. It's like being invited into the ark. You know, it's like come and go with us out of the city. It's a choice. And in each and every situation, the message of repentance and the message of get right with God was a message of mercy. It was a message of grace, hope. You see, preaching get right with God is not a political message. Whenever you hear people encouraging other people, stop lying, stop cheating, you know, stop trying to destroy each other, stop name calling, you know, stop speaking evil of others, stop killing the innocent. Repent and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. These things are not political messages. They are not, they are messages of hope. Messages of the mercy that God is willing to give to an individual or to a nation that will call upon His name. I believe that God would forgive America, any nation, or any generation, just like He forgave Nineveh, if they would repent. And I believe that preaching the message of repentance, and I believe preaching the message of love and forgiveness, is still a powerful message. I think it's the only message that we have for this generation. And this is the only generation I have. This is the only life I have. And in my lifetime, I'm just asking people, come and go. Come on, choose Jesus. Without respect to who you are, what position you may hold, what past you may have had. In fact, as I close, I'm going to be reading Micah 6 and verse 8. And I'm going to share the top three greatest suggestions you will ever hear. Okay? Allow me to be a prophet of God this morning as I read a prophetic message from God. Micah 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? What does God want from you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Walk humbly with your God. Do justly. I want to encourage this morning to start treating other people like you want to be treated. Make that your standard. That's what Jesus said. Matthew 7, verse 12. That's what He said. Hey, you want to do right? Just treat other people the way you want to be treated. Okay? That's not hard, is it? Come on. Not hard at all. Okay? Matthew 7, 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. You'll cover it all if you just treat other people the way you want to be treated. Do you want people saying ugly things about you? Then don't say ugly things about them. Don't say ugly things about other people. Don't cheat other people. Don't lie to other people. Okay? Don't name call. Okay? You want people to be prejudiced toward you? No. Don't be prejudiced toward them. That's simple. You can do this. It is well within the reach. Especially if you're a born-again believer. Now, if you are a born-again believer, should be your standard of life. If you're not a born-again believer, you need to be saved. If you don't want to be saved, then let me ask you, do this anyway. It'll just make us all feel better. Okay? Yeah. Just do this anyway. No matter who you are, where you are. Okay? Treat other people the way you want to be treated. Number two, love mercy. What is that? Jesus said it again. Judge not and you won't be judged. Love mercy. Be merciful. Be merciful. Don't condemn and you won't be condemned. If you sow mercy, you will reap mercy. James, in James 2 verse 13 says, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy." Wow. But mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy is greater than judgment. Stop being judgmental and critical and start being merciful. Okay? Number three. Walk humbly with God. You know, the Bible says God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. You know, what does that mean? What is the difference between humility and pride? Well, meekness is not weakness. In Numbers 12 and verse 3, the Bible says that Moses, there was not a man who was more meek in all the earth than Moses. You know who wrote that? Moses. Moses wrote, "I am the meekest man on the face of the earth." And he was right. Meekness is not weakness. What is meekness? What is humility? Humility is a personal recognition. Humility is an outward sign that I depend on God. It's a demonstration of my dependence on Almighty God, that without Him I can do nothing. Okay? It's an outward sign of your personal dependence on Almighty God. It's not weakness. It's not a lack of resolve. Humility means that I need God. That's what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says about nations. You know, if my people who are called by my name will just humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, you know what he said he would do? Then he would hear from heaven, he will forgive their sin, and he will heal their land. Our land needs healing. Our world is in turmoil. You know, the world is having a bad day. And I want to challenge you, because we'll never change the world if we can't change ourselves. We'll never change the world if we can't harness our own attitudes. Do justly. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Love mercy. Stop being critical and judgmental. And walk humbly. That means depending on God. That you know that you need God. Walk humbly with your Lord. I challenge you this morning, you know, either we get right with God and we move His hand of mercy like Nineveh did, or else we face the judgment. I vote mercy. My choice, as for me and my house, we will do justly. We will love mercy. And we will depend on God and not the arm of our flesh. In Jesus' name.
Thanks again for joining us for another powerful message from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.